And our prominent Bahraini opposition leader, Sheikh Ali Salman, says the regime's ramping up of his jail term will not dissuade Bahrainis from demanding their rights. Now, head of the Al-Wafaq Islamic Society said that Bahrain's judicial system is oppressive and that the new sentence will further strengthen his resolve. Sheikh Salman noted that Bahrainis have a legitimate right to a democratic government. A Bahraini court of appeal has more than doubled Salman's jail term to 9 years. And many Manama accuses Salman of inciting violence, but the outspoken critic of the regime says that he has peacefully pushed for democratic reforms. The UN Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Opinion says a sentence against Salman confirms a worrying trend of political repression in Bahrain. The kingdom has been rocked by anti-regime protests since 2011. The government's crackdown has left dozens dead. And now joining us out of West Virginia is Mr. Colin Covell, former lecturer of the University of Bahrain. Mr. Covell, Sheikh Salman says despite his sentence increase that he wants Bahrainis to push for their rights and democracy. Why is Manama unwilling to entertain some kind of reform and civil liberties for its own people?
Mr. Daniel, one of the key founding documents of the United States, written by one of our founding fathers, James Madison, is entitled Federalist Number 10. And in that document, Madison said that without liberty, there is no political life. And in Bahrain today, there is no liberty. Hence, there is no political life. There is no freedom of speech. There is no freedom of association. And ironically, this suppression of freedom is being urged on and supported by the United States of America, which has chosen to ignore democratic rights for the supposed advantages of strategic location and cheap oil, both illegally obtained through a minority, unelected, and thoroughly unrepresentative government.
On these Western countries, so-called champions of human rights, why do they continue to sell weapons to Manama, knowing that the regime uses these on silencing its own civilian protesters who only want, what, freedom and human rights?
It's a hegemonic gamble by the United States, by the British, who believe that in certain parts of the world, they need not concern themselves with democratic rights, with individual rights, or with enforcing the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And I should remind the audience that in that declaration, there is a key sentence right in the preamble. It says, whereas it is essential, if man is not to be compelled to have recourse as a last resort to rebellion against tyranny and oppression, that human rights should be protected by the rule of law. What it's implying is that without the rule of law protecting human rights, then mankind will and necessarily must resort to rebellion against tyranny. And that is what is being proposed by the Al-Khalifa regime, because they are stifling and suppressing and stamping out all oxygen for political life in Bahrain.
So what's it going to take to bring some hope into this scenario, into this picture, and ignite some kind of reform in Bahrain?
Well, the international community has to condemn this minority regime in Bahrain. The Al-Khalifas have taken over Bahrain since 1783. They have ruled for approximately 232 years. The people of Bahrain have risen up time and again trying to oust these unelected dictators, and particularly in the 20th century. But given the size of the rebellion since 2011, the people are now resolute that there's no going back. They're going to continue to protest. They're going to continue to speak their minds, and they will not stop until this minority, unelected, monarchical dictatorship is removed from power. And the international community needs to line up behind the democratic aspirations of the Bahraini people and condemn this rogue regime.
Thank you, Mr. Colin Cavill, for your input, sir. That was Mr. Colin Cavill, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain, joining us out of West Virginia.